This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
Welcome, everyone. It's good having you here. The sermon's name is The Flavor or The Fragrance. What flavor or what fragrance do we give? What flavor or fragrance does the world give? So the first slide was, it is coming. So we'll get to that, the first slide just now. It is about a flower that opens. And that is a picture that God gave me the week when Darkan preached. And I thought it's a word that day for the church, but he didn't ask anyone. So I was kind of disappointed. Why didn't he ask? But God said, no, it's part of today. It's a flower that opens. It's a rose. And as the rose opens, of course, on the picture you cannot see it, but it has a fragrance. It is this beauty of God's creation opening up with this beautiful, awesome smell. And sometimes we pray, Lord, that the worship will be a good flavor, a good fragrance to you, that you will love it, that you will like it. So that was the first slide. Then I just went a little around the world because our church is so privilege to have so many worldly flavors in our small little church, which is really special. And for me, it's sometimes a challenge because when I came here, I asked God that He will help me, that I will not offend someone because of a culture that I didn't understand or didn't have knowledge of, and that the way perhaps I speak or do or hug or whatever will be not comfortable to them, because we are different and God created us different. So the first slide was a few pictures of the Netherlands, the flavor of the Netherlands. I think we all live here, so we know what is the Netherlands like. It's like a windmill and some canals, and the flowers is the tulips, and during winter there's long evenings and short days, and in summer, there's long days and short evenings. I think we can say it's an organized country. I don't know where you all come from. Comparing your own super cool country. It's an organized country. And when I read that book, The 3D Gospel, the Dutch or the Western world is with how they perceive the world is through guilt. You're guilty or not guilty. Yeah? Have you done it or didn't you do it? Is this right or is it not right? Are we going to get the flower? Not yet.
There it is.
Okay. Does it work? So it's, peach is my favorite color. So for me, it was really beautiful to see this flower opening up. So we are back at the Netherlands, the second slide. That, or the third one that says, that how is the Netherlands, how does the Netherlands look like? We know about stroopwafels, and we just passed the season of Sinterklaas here, and there's even a Christmas father sometimes. I'll just talk on and you will see. So a culture has lots of things in it. I tried to choose a few countries and have at least a food there, and a countryside, and a tradition or a festival. The next one I looked in, but you must have grace now for me. I've never been to Asia. So I've put one slide on for Asia, but if I missed it, please help me. That is the China Wall, if I'm correct?
The Great Wall, yeah.
The Great Wall, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there's some food, and then there's a festival.
Yes, first festival.
I don't know what festival.
Normally, spring festival.
Spring festival.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we use this lantern.
Those lights.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So yeah, this is a little the fragrance of Asia. Asia is enormous. So please forgive me if I didn't pick your specific country now. And if I have something wrong, I have grace. The thing is, we are different. That's what it's all about. Then we have India. India also has got lots of flavors. And I know that South Africa was on the route to India by boat. So they, because they wanted those spices, the Indians have. So the Indians have very spicy foods, if I'm correct. And my brother-in-law has been there. He says anything in the color of orange and yellow. So it seems to me very hot. I like that taxi or the family car. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I think it's, well, I don't know if it's not rice fields, it's something else. So, but India, the festivals there is more Hindu-like. So they have lots of that there, but they, just like Asia, the Western world has got a guilt or not guilty, culture. In Asia, it's more about shame and honor. So, Sissy is eating, yes, so at least I got that right. So it's about shame and honor, not so much was it right or was it wrong. And later on in the sermon, I will connect that all to us. So for them, they introduce people by the surname because that is the group you belong to. And you need to be a blessing or an honor to the group. And you are associated with a group. Okay, so then we go to the Middle East. My dear husband, help me. The Middle East has got very different flavors as well. Seemingly, it's many dry places there. Also, very different food. I don't know really what it is. And then we put some Christianity there or Jewish. They are also very religious in Islam. And in the Jewish culture as well. And just for some of us who come out of Africa, we have an African slide. That is the Maasai people in Kenya. It's a tribe there. And I don't know if Urbanus knows this. Yeah. These beans. You know these beans? What do you call it? Gadesh. Right. Right from the guy from Kenya. And and of course, I had to put in Table Mountain in Cape Town in South Africa, just for all of you to be jealous. God has created so many beautiful places on earth. It is beautiful. Oh, I see blessing here. Yes, I've missed Italy, blessing. So every culture, every country has its flavor or its way how he presents himself. And after we had, in the Bible, we read about the Tower of Babylon, Babel, and God made them speak different languages. So they had to, the groups that spoke the same language had to, I think they just assembled to one side and the other side. And out of that, many, many different people grew, or types of cultures grew. But this last season, especially over December, God really challenged me about what is my culture. What do you want? How does my culture look like? And yes, there's many things in the Netherlands that that is awesome and beautiful, but not necessarily everything in your culture is godly. So I hope God will light that up for us today, that we can discern what is cool and what must be careful of, what is perhaps not so cool in his world. When I ask him, Lord, now, okay, how will I do this? Then he led me to the Galatians scripture of the fruit of the Spirit. So I think this is what God wants for us, that we understand how does his fruit look like. Because how does a countries, an Asian country's fruit looks like, if I speak spiritually now. How does an African, how does a Dutch, the Western cultures, how does their fruit look like? And he's, Jesus, the Holy Spirit showed me this, these fruits. And I know some of us can say it out of our head, but it was interesting for me to study them a little more, one by one. So have patience, fasten your seatbelts. It can be very boring, but it can be very insightful to understand what God really means by all of this. And what's so beautiful, how Werner, how the offering, as well as the songs, all joins in into, and we don't really communicate with each other about what we're going to bring here today. And then I think, okay, well, yes, amen. This is what was on your heart. So let's look on at love. Love is very many times so perverted in our lives. Often it is, if you speak of love, it's sometimes very sexual and very lustful, and that you think you must kind of attack one another, whatever. On the movies, I must repent, I haven't seen movies lately, so I don't know if it's still like that. And if they can court one another very gently, I don't know. But this love is not about that. This love is an agape love. It's a brotherly love. And God explains this in the way how he gave his son to us into the world. He sacrificed a very, very special, it's not a thing, he sacrificed his son for us who are still sinners, who are still crooked. Man, we have all these wrong mindsets. If you take it for yourself, if you have people around you, and I think in this country, many of us have people around us that's not believers. Would you die for them? Would you sacrifice your child for them? I don't think I would. But that is the intensity of God's love. And this is what it means in this fruit of the Spirit. It is a really a love for one another. A sacrificial love. A love that it will go well with the other person. That you'd really have a heart for him. And I hope we can pray at the end of the sermon that we will develop that. That we will really understand and be and have this love that God reveals there. You could have read there an earnest and anxious desire for and an active and beneficent interest in the well-being of the one loved. And then God so loved the world that he gave his son. I think we cannot really grasp how deep and intense is this love. And that is a fruit of the Spirit. God says, this is how you will know you have a culture of God, the fragrance of God, when you have this. So I think we all can come to the front and be anointed so that we can start having this, because we struggle. We are really much more in competition, and we look to one another as if in competition, not as a blessing. We have so many wrong things in our brain wired that we struggle to celebrate our differences and how God has made us and created us. Okay, next one, joy. This is joy. It is not happiness. And joy is a much deeper thing. It's just as the love. It overtakes you. And during the intercession, and also now with worship, God really shared with us this joy. This joy. And what is the joy? We are happy or joyful in God's salvation for us. And through that, we focus on living in his will and for his purpose. So it's not just be happy and have a party and let's socialize and let's watch a movie and I don't know what you like, I drink your coffee, have a coffee. Yes, that's also cool. That's not wrong. But this is a deeper joy. It's a joy of a knowing who God is and what that means to us. What, not only to us as a congregation, to the world, to every Christian, and every Christian to be. It's a solid joy of knowing that doesn't matter what happens, how tough life is. Is that how Habakkuk, in Habakkuk it says, although the vineyard doesn't have fruit, although there's no water or whatever, it doesn't matter, I will still praise God. I will still have this joy. It's a supernatural thing. It's just like the love. It is not something that we can create and that what we normally have as humans. It's a really a deep inside, inner feeling of happiness. Yes, I'm in the right place. I'm in the right road. I'm in there. I shared with you, I think I shared it, yeah, that at the end of last year, November, kind of, God shared with me, Renee, you're exactly at the place where I want you now. And then I thought, yes, Lord, it took me 57 years. At first, I couldn't hear God's voice. At first, I was religious. So at first, I thought just to be a good person is good, and that is fine. And then later, I could hear his voice, and then I really wanted to live in his will. And I think many times I did, but many times I struggled. And then he says, okay, this is what I wanted you to do always. And it gave me such a peace and a joy and a security to know, okay, this is what he has for me for this season. It can change tomorrow. And hopefully you will inform me. If I have enough contact with God, he will let me know. But it is beautiful to have this solidness of joy and knowing you're on the right track. You're with God. He is your father, your caretaker, your rock, your covering. Okay, let's go to peace. Quietness, rest, and then the product of God having reconciled sinners to himself, and we may have confidence and freedom in approaching God. To be secure of one's salvation through Jesus Christ and fearing nothing from God, content with its earthly lot. When you hear the word peace, is that what comes to your mind? No, we think peace is the absence of war. Peace is the absence of striving. Peace is the absence of family fights. Peace is the absence of people not understanding you or people being kind. And then it's this. This is the peace. A product of God having reconciled us to himself, and that we may have confidence and freedom in approaching him. It is so a supernatural peace to know we may enter into his courts. We may praise him. We may sing to him. And he's waiting for us. He's ready. He's always ready. The best thing of God is he's never tired or lazy or too busy. It's not one of the things I can do. But it is so beautiful that you can have that peace and with the joy and the love and just knowing, okay, yes, Lord, here we go. I may talk to you. You are friendly. You want to help me. You want to give me revelations. You want to guide my road. You want me to hear and understand what is your will. And yes, I'm really not so intelligent, but you will help me. We can be very super intelligent academically. I know there's lots of students that's very good educated. I also, many years back, I went to university and I passed the test at least. But it's not about that. Yes, that helps us on earth. And it's good. And we need to be faithful in that and study and take the opportunities. It's not that. But this is a peace that you know you can come to God. Ask his advice. Ask him. And be confident. We don't need to be fearful. We don't need to bring thousands of our offering. You know how, I don't know really what I want to say is the Hindus, I see they bring lots of fruit and stuff to their gods. We don't need to. We may come to him in an honorable way. We may be humble and praise him and enter and ask him things. It's beautiful. And he's the super, super cool God. He is the best. There is no better. And that is what gives us peace. It is not the absence of war. It is not the absence of strife. It's not the absence of conflict. But in it, you have peace that God will guide you how to handle this, what to say, how to be, how to spread this flavor, how to spread this flavor of love and joy and peace and contentment and not be whack. You wish you leave this place or something like that. Okay, the next one is patience. Long-suffering, even temper, endurance, steadfastness, perseverance, slowness in avenging wrongs. Sometimes I just want to hit someone with a pen. Luckily, I'm stingy on my pens. Oh no, that's not really true. But both things is not really true. But sometimes you just want to, can't you get it? Or why this? Or someone had trouble coming by train today. And then there's a delay, and then is it necessary? And then here he says, no, that's not your fragrance. Come on. Long suffering, slowness in avenging wrongs. And we Christians are following God's plan and timetable rather than our own, and have abandoned our own ideas about how the world should work. That was a big one for me. Because when I like news, I love to watch news. And of course, I have my own opinion on it. Yes, the reporters have their opinion on it, and the politicians, and then I have my own. For what it's worth, it's nothing. But I just love it. It's like a comic to me. And but is it part of God's plan? Is it what is how they plan? And now we have this issue about that we must have less CO2. And that we must be burdened with extra high prices for petrol and and in gas. So now there is a thing in Parliament that there will be divisions because it's too hectic, it will cost us too much, and not all of us can drive one of those cars that is on electricity. But actually, to make all these batteries, it's also very not so, it's also pollution. So, is this what God wants? No. I don't think it's always what he wants. But yes, we need to take care of the earth, but it's not our idol. That in itself is not our faith. Yeah? To run for Greenpeace or whatever, that's not your God. Okay? I don't know if anyone joined the Yellow Vest marches. I don't know what the march really about. Okay, so this was very interesting to me, this patience. We Christians are following God's plan and time rather than our own. 2 years back, in October, God shared with us we need to sell our house, and I shared it once here. And he said, but I will let you know when. And then he said last year around April, we need to sell our house. And I didn't want to, but we did, because this is what God says. And it was sold within a week. Within a week it was signed, sold, done. And we got the price what we wanted. And it was God's timing. If we've put it in the market earlier, perhaps it would have been more difficult. I don't know. But God's timing is so different than ours. And then there's a verse in the Bible that says, God is never late. I often thought, man, I think there's really no due. But God is never late. Yes, in our thinking, we want it like this. This morning we had a small group, and there was someone who said, patience is a problem. Everything needs to be done quickly. And yes, I think most of us in the Western world struggle with patience. I think that's why the Dutch don't have queues, because people don't have time to queue. We don't have the patience to queue. So we rather sit behind our desk and make an appointment and then rush to the place and have the appointment and Yes, there was no queue, it was cool. In South Africa, we often have queues. And even when we go to the airport and we stand queuing there with our passports and then you think, oh, I wish I had that passport, that queue is short. But actually it's an opportunity to spread your flavor and help people look like their passport. Because that brings lots of stress. Okay, that is patience. Our God's time is not our time. And I really often need to find God and ask Him, Lord, what is, when? Before we came here, God said, this will not be your last place where you will live, where you will plant a church. Then I say, okay, but when? I have no clue. And then I think, it would be nice if I knew. Perhaps it would not be nice if I knew. It's better this way. Let us go 100% while you need to be here. Okay. Then the next one is kindness. Showing goodness, generosity, and sympathy towards others, which likewise is an attribute of God. This is kindness. It's a moral excellence, a usefulness. How many times do we check our morals? When we do evangelism on the street, sometimes we ask people, do they believe there's good and bad? Sometimes they say no, then we have the Hitler card. We say, okay, what do you think about Hitler? You know, he was not good. Okay, so there is bad then in the world. Yes, there is perhaps bad in the world. According to what do you measure it? To your morals. Where, on what do you ground your morals? Of what the society say, of what your culture say, of what you personally think, as how I watch the politics? No, it's about God. What is God? What does He want us? What is His will? And the Dutch law, I've also shared this before, the Dutch law was grounded in because of the Bible. Yeah, they took those morals in the Bible. Now they've deviated a little of it because they lost God. So if you're not rooted, you will go like this ship without an anchor. You will go whatever is in the mood now. Okay, let's do this now. This is cool. There was even a lady who claimed that, what is sex with children? What do you call that word?
Pedophilia.
She was still young, she herself. And she said, yes, it's a good thing. We must not be so against it.
What?
It gives them some experience and it can be useful later in their life. How wicked are we? Where are we going to? Is that from God? No, definitely not. But that is easy to discern. But there's other things that's less easy to discern. We know Halloween is not cool, so it's easy to discern. No? I'm going to say it. I'm just going to challenge you. During Christmas, I never knew, but in the last few years, I know that the date is not when Jesus was born. Okay? There's another thing. Jesus was born in the summer. The sheep was outside seemingly, and it must have been during the summer of the Northern Hemisphere, and that's definitely not 25th of December. And then I Googled, but whose birthday is it then? Then it was Nimrod's birthday. And then I think, so why do we change Jesus' birthday to Nimrod's birthday? It is as if my birthday is on the 7th of the 7th, and now we decide, now we're going to join Dagjan's birthday on the 30th of March. Why? Why were we? Are we sparing some time? Are we combining it so that we have less parties? Why? It's just terrible. Well, in any case, you must decide yourself. Ask God to help you to discern. Okay, that was kindness and our morals. Our morals must be rooted in the Word, in what God loves, in what God likes, in what He made us to be, so that our morals will reflect the fragrance of God. Okay, then we go to goodness. You're doing well. Good. We're nearly there. Goodness is also working for the benefit of others, not oneself. Okay, so to be good or kind, some people get that right easier. some people struggle a little more. I think lately in the Netherlands, it's very self-centered. Now it's very me, myself, orientated, so it must go well with me. So we are not so much interested in the goodness of others, how it's going, how can I be a blessing for someone else? It is, can I gain? And will it help my identity? And is it a step I get? Some people only befriend people if they can help them go higher up in the ladder. So, yeah, that is terrible, actually. So goodness is working for the benefit of others and not oneself. Oh, my husband is very good. He works always so that I can eat. Okay, faithfulness. Faithfulness. What is faithful? We say God is faithful. How are we faithful? It's consistently doing what one says one will do, and that we are faithful in our belief that God exists and is the creator and ruler of all things, the provider and bestower of eternal salvation through Christ. And he is not changing that. He is it today, he was it yesterday, and he will be it tomorrow. There is no, that will never change. So it's a consistency, which is beautiful. What a security does it bring to us? And when we build up on that, and know this is my creator, he's on the lookout for me. He wants that it goes well with me. Every day, every hour, then we know he's the creator, he's the ruler. He helps us. He wants us to be saved. Not only us, everyone. Okay, let's go to gentleness. It's humility and to find rest in him and to encourage and strengthen others. Moral goodness, integrity. It overflows a little, so I'm not going to spend too much time on this one. And then self-control. For some, this is really a challenge, especially if they have pots of pants. Oh, I never used it, sorry. Self-control, discipline through the Holy Spirit, how we resist the power of the flesh. So it's not just in quarrels or in where things have gone wrong against you and then you must stay calm. It's not that. No. It's discipline through the Holy Spirit, how we resist the power of the flesh. Okay. So what is the flesh? The flesh is our soul. It is what our wants, our own wants, what we would like. I often hear people say, okay, but this is still on my tick list. And I think, did you confer with God about your tick list? I want to do this and I want to do that. Or is it your own tick list? Is it your own flesh you decide? And it is, I wrote here, my plan for being 50 plus, I'm 50 plus, was not living in Europe, but was God's plan. And it's not bad, it's cool, it's really awesome, and it's really blessed. And I would have missed it if I didn't ask God. I would have still been in the place that I've been, and I would have missed all of this, all of you, and all the trials, and all the faithfulness, and the and how to to rely on God and to walk on water. I would never have had those challenges, which was difficult, but also my faith grew because of the challenges. Because I knew, I can do nothing about this. I just need to trust God. And it doesn't make sense to me, especially when it doesn't make sense to you. It's not easy. And then God comes through. And then I think, wow, this is awesome. So yeah. Our self-control of the flesh. I just want to say a little more about the flesh. Is our own soulish thinking, and it's not wrong to have a tick list. It is just what is meant here more with the flesh is also ungodly things. You want to drink a lot. You want to sleep around. You want to lie. You want to bribe your lecturer for better points. You, I don't know, not one of you will do that, I know. when we hand it out at the university, those pens that have this little paper in it, you won't believe how many told me, okay, that is a speak pen. Speak pen is where you can write notes on. And then during exams, you can just open it a little. And hopefully the notes is helpful to you. But it is wrong. That is a thinking. It's terrible. It's not what God wants. So that is self-control. To not do it. Even though it's possible, and you will most probably succeed in it, it's not cool, it's not right. I didn't get my degree that way. I didn't have the guts for stuff like that. Good. So we have finished now all the fruits of the Spirit. I hope there was one or two that you could realize, okay, it's more than what I thought. It's more than just love, joy, peace, faithfulness, peacefulness, goodness, self-control. Then I said to God, okay, but how do we get there? How do we do this thing? We know now it's very, very much a miracle needed for us. And then God says, by renewing of your mind. We need to renew our mind, what we think and what we do and what we want to will. And then there's in Galatians 5:16 says, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of your flesh. So, how do we renew our minds? We need to walk in the Spirit. We need the help of the Spirit. That will help us getting rid and away of the fleshly desires. And I don't know if he's someone like that, but I really feel that if you want to do it on your own, you will fail. My brother has a short temper. Dadkin had a short temper. And we realized that we need to, if Dadkin need to repent of it, it's not from God, and commanded to go. And ta-ra, it went. We were all so surprised after so many years of suffering. He's now the most awesome man, husband. Sorry for the others. But my brother said, yes, he's nearly getting there. He's really trying hard. He's nearly getting there. You will not get there without the Holy Spirit. So yes, we really need Jesus. We really need to be humble, accept Jesus, accept that the Son of God has died for us, for all our sins. Then you can accept the Holy Spirit, be Spirit-filled, and He is our helper. I know we are also the helper of our husbands, but the Holy Spirit is even a cooler helper. And He helps us and guides us, and it's supernatural. It's supernatural. It's not something that you can exercise now. God does it. Yes, you need to stand faithful in it, because it wants to come back, but it's not so difficult thing. Okay? So that helps us, the flesh, to the Holy Spirit helps us. I just highlighted your flesh. We know what is flesh. We walk is to regulate one's life and how to live it. And in the Spirit is the direction and the empowerment. Direction and empowerment. That's what we need. We need the right direction, and we need the power to do it. And it's not when you go to the gym, that power. That will not do. You need to speak your heavenly tongue so that your spiritual link with God can grow, and that He can flow in you and help you. And it's beautiful how God made that. It's supernatural, cool. Okay, and then making decisions, the next slide was, making decisions and choices according to the Holy Spirit guidance and acting with the spiritual power that the Spirit supplies. This is our pattern of conduct. And then we're nearly there, well done. Galatians 5:24. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Okay, I've spoken a lot about it. Many people who have been baptized or filled with the Holy Spirit have testimonies of before I could watch many horror movies, but now I can't. And there's a change in your life. And as I said, it's like a miracle. It is not that you now suddenly choose not to watch because it's perhaps not a good thing. No, you're just not. You're less into it. You don't have those cravings anymore. Your desire for taking part, for instance, in Halloween, suddenly you realize, it's not my thing. Or taking part in other cultural things or festivals. I know that in South Africa we have, sorry that I compared it there, but that we have a running thing. You run and then they call it the color run. And it comes from the Hindu, they have a color festival. It's downright from there. And there, you must be awake, you must see these things. There's lots of things going on in the spirit. But you can ask your Holy Spirit, he is your helper, he will help you to do that. Okay, Romans 12 verse 2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good, acceptable, and perfect. Okay, so we need to renew our minds. We're going to test it. We're going to discern it with the help of the Holy Spirit. And he will help us and he will guide us in what it is. He will help us in judging our thoughts, our feelings, our purposes. We need to discern that we live according to God's will, so that the fruits of the Spirit will be our flavor. That can only be our flavor if we are rooted in God. And I want to say master those things we cannot. We need the Holy Spirit, but use the Holy Spirit to do that. Then God said to me, okay, it's renewing of the mind, but it's also repent. And therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, repent and turn away from your idols and turn away your faces from all your abominations. I want you to just think of what is an idol. I always thought an idol is like a totem pole. Yeah, it is a thing that is crafted out of wood, and some they cover with silver or with gold, and then it stands in your window sill, and it brings good luck or favor or whatever. I don't know if you kneel to it. And I thought, no, I don't have any of that. But you know, it's more subtle often like that. If you do everything for money, then money is your God. If you say, once I asked God, what's wrong with reflexology? Because I love the massage of my feet. And then I said, God, if you make my feet so cool, what is wrong with that? He says, if that's starting to be your idol, if you say, oh, I need to go to that lady because otherwise I will not feel well or whatever, this will not be restored in my body or whatever. It's your idol. You need that lady and you need that massage, not from God. Okay? So it's quickly. It comes quickly into our lives. So I want you to think about that. What is your idol? What people were my idol? My whole identity depended on what people thought of me. So, I had very many idols. And it was so wrong. I am accountable to God. And in that, of course, to you. But first to God. And if you're not in agreement with me and God is in agreement with me, I pray that you will also get in agreement with God. Yeah? Okay, I'm just looking at the repent. In Judges, this is actually not a nice scripture. I didn't put it on. Judges 10, verse 13 to 14. Says, if you've read the book of John Bevere, of Thus Says the Lord, it says, God will not answer you if you require of him with idols in your heart. And he will even let people deceive you or prophets, and they will prophesy according to your idol. Okay? An easy example is you really want to get married. You are so sick of being lonely and alone. Yeah? Now, it can start to be an idol in your heart. Now you go for, you ask someone to pray for you, but that person wants to favor you, and that person wants to feel good that he's spot on. You've not told him about this idol in your heart. Now he prophesies according to that idol, oh, you will meet your wife or your husband. That's what God says will happen. Isn't that scary? That if you have an idol in your heart, that God will let you go and say, man, then be prophesied according to your idols. Let your idols prophesy over you. And these were prophets that didn't want to prophesy what God said to them. They wanted to stay in the favor of people. The people pleasers. So they feel good and cool because the people love them because they prophesy the stuff that they want to hear. Careful. Careful for what is in your heart. Okay, so I pray that God will reveal at least one thing that we can, that you can get rid of today. Good. The repentance means a full conviction that the pleasures of our senses on which we have doubted cannot be our satisfaction, nor the wealth of the world. Okay, that's some idols, and that we really need to repent of our idols. And if you have no idol, ask God if you missed one. And if you don't have one, bless you. It's awesome. they're creeping very quickly, I know. But it's awesome if you could have left that part. Just for being a little terrible and mean, is to say a few things also in Galatians, which is not the fruit of the Spirit. Okay? Now, the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery. You see, here comes the idolatry in again. Sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like this. I'm not going to say anything more about it. It's just not, those things are definitely not a flavor from God. Okay, we're nearly at the end, and I just want to grab it together. Our thinking, our soul, is definitely influenced by our upbringing or our culture. This is who you are, who you are. God planned you with that mom and that dad in that culture. Okay? So there's nothing wrong with that. Okay? It's only when it doesn't line up with what is godly. And sometimes because we're so accustomed to our customs, we miss it. So I hope that today, while we pray just now, God will reveal to you what is perhaps part of your upbringing or part of your culture that God says it will be good that we get rid of that. That is perhaps not so cool. For the rest, we embrace our diversity. It brings so much different gifts to the church. It's beautiful. And it's challenging because we don't think the same. But it's in a good way a challenge. It's to recognize, oh, this is also what God has made. Whoa, this looks really strange, but yeah, this is also cool. And sometimes, when the first time when I met someone, it only happened a few times in my life, I thought, I don't know if I will like this person very much. And more than often, I think, I can't remember of one that I was right. I was always wrong. As soon as I learned the person better, I thought, actually, he's a cool person. And because my first impression is, my way how I scan it is wrong. It's not the way God, but it's in my upbringing. And you don't realize that you do it, that you have a tick list of you like this, you like that, you like that. But it's beautiful when God reveals it to you. Ah, see, you were wrong. This is lovely. Yeah. I quickly want to come back to the three cultures. I missed the African one. The first one was the Western one. We is a guilt, not guilty culture. Yeah? Have you been there? Have you done that? Okay, if so, then you're guilty. Okay, if not, cool. You might be blessed. Okay. So then we have the shame and honor culture, which is more in Asia. So that is more, was it shameful to the group, or do you bring honor to the group? And then Africa is one of the countries that also operates more with the fear. It's a fear of, you must always be in the favor of the good spirits, and you must try to get away from the bad spirits, or counter-effect them, or whatever. So it's a very fear-driven culture. And then Jesus comes. And in the Western society, we say, he has died for all our sins. So for all the things we are guilty of. But he took all the shame on him. It was very shameful to hang on the cross. So even for the Asian people, he took all your shame. You don't need to carry the shame. God, you can live in honor because you're a Christian, because God has died for your shame, Jesus. And then for Africa, where there's lots of good and bad spirits and the fear of you, do I have enough good spirits around me and the bad spirits? I don't know if it really works that way. But you know, Jesus conquered the grave. He is the strongest of all spirits. He conquered the biggest spirit ever. So it's beautiful for me that even though God made us, not even though, but God made us different, that Jesus died for all of that. So in a sense, he's for all of us. And when we sang that song, Let All That Nations, the new song, it was so cool. All our nations have the same God. He died for our guilt, for our shame, and for our fears. We are on the winning team. We are with him. We are cleansed. Okay. The last slide is that photo again of the flower that opens. While we look at that, so the fruits of the spirits is what we need to look like. We have to have that fragrance. How are we getting there? By renewing our minds, by repenting, send them away and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay. So let's stand. Father God, thank you. Thank you that we know we can never have the fruit of the Spirit on our own. We will not succeed. It will be an earthly version of what is really said. And it's so different of what you meant, Lord. So thank you, Father, that it's available and that we can be able because of the Holy Spirit working through us. Lord, and we want to come tonight together. And we want to, everyone individually, speak in your heart to God. I'm going to give us a minute. Of what stood out for you? What made you think twice? Perhaps
you want more of the Holy Spirit.
Hello? Perhaps you want more of the Holy Spirit. Perhaps you don't know how to receive the Holy Spirit. Perhaps you've never been reborn. Perhaps I don't know. Let God speak to you. Father God, I come before you humbly, Lord, and we thank you that this is all available because of Jesus. Lord, and we humbly come before you, and we want to accept Jesus Christ again as our Savior. You have done everything for us on the cross, and we ask your Holy Spirit to come and guide us and be our helper so that we will have this beautiful flavor of the fruits of your Spirit, Lord. Come, Lord, come and fill us. Come and cleanse us. Come around us. Help us to have those flavors that's so part of you, Lord. Father, God, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for impartations, Lord.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.